Okay, well, let's see what they did. Turn to Acts chapter 2 with me, please. Now, by the way, Luke wrote the gospel by Luke and the book of Acts, and so that's why we went to Luke and then to Acts, which is the sequel to Luke. So, think about this. It's amazing. The apostles are given a message, and they're told to wait until they're connected to the indwelling power source of God's Spirit. And as soon as they're online with God, as soon as the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within them and they go online with God, with the power of His Spirit, they are to explode, launching out to do in the world what they saw Jesus do, what they heard Jesus say, what they learned from the life and ministry of Christ. That's what the book of Acts is. So we're at the launching pad in Acts chapter 2. The book of Acts is the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It's the sequel to Luke. Luke wrote what the Holy Spirit inspired him, which records what happened, the content of the Gospels. In fact, if you want to distill down the whole New Testament, the Gospels are what happened. The book of Acts is how you communicate what happened. And everything from Acts on is an explanation of why it all happened. So what happened, how to tell it, and why it all happened. That's just a simplistic view of the New Testament. As we turn to Acts, and as we read this, we're actually turning on a video. The book of Acts is different. It's not really a doctrinal treatise. It's an edited videotape of, through the eyes of the apostles, communicated through the pen of Luke, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's kind of like looking at the evening news, only the only thing is it's true, and the evening news is usually not. You know what I mean? But because they edit for their own agendas. But the Holy Spirit of God edited down 30 years of the history of the church into a succession of motion picture vignettes explaining how the gospel went to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, and then launched in the othermost parts of the earth. That's what we have in the book of Acts. And we have a divinely recorded and edited video of 30 years of sharing the greatest message that was ever given by the greatest witnesses that were ever chosen. That's what the book of Acts is. And you see, the Holy Spirit empowered the apostles to go and to take the gospel to the world and records. The Spirit of God records in a news reporter quality, full-color videotape, their 30 years from Pentecost until Paul's imprisonment. So the book of Acts is our most critical insight into how they shared the gospel. Well, if Acts is this report of how the apostles and disciples shared the gospel in every setting, what we get to see is how the eyewitnesses, how those who saw Jesus do it, how those who heard Jesus do it, how those who saw the people when Jesus shared the gospel, their responses and all that, we get to see how the eyewitnesses who went out in the world shared what happened in the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And this morning and tonight, we're going to go through all 28 chapters of the book of Acts, and we're going to find there are 22 recorded events where a gospel message is presented. And we will see the message of Jesus reflected in his disciples.